No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we have the one and only Black China on the show. I can't believe it. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I've been dreaming of having you on the show for such a long time. We almost had you on here one time back in the day when you and Jay were hanging out and you guys pulled up to the store together. I don't know if you remember this. And I was like low-key trying to figure out how I could sort of get you to do it.
Yeah, you was really low-key.
I don't think it was that low-key. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's going on? You're pushing this music side of things so hard that you finally decided it was time to come through?
Exactly.
Right. Because I see you. You're out here. You got all kinds of crazy shit coming out. Talk to me about what exactly has happened that made you want to fucking go so hard with the music again.
I mean, which part of it?
I don't know. I mean, like, somebody in your position, you could go in like a million different ways in your career. And I see you out here and you're dropping videos with Trippy, Too Short, all kinds of stuff. Like, who or what was it that made you decide that you wanted to really go in that direction with your career right now?
I just feel like, honestly, I've already, like, I did like television, I modeled, I did all these different things and whatnot. But it's like, okay, those are like pictures and like scripted and all this. And you know what I mean? I feel like with the music, it's just more organic. Mm. And I can like express myself in a different way, in a different light. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I saw you talking about how you wanted to have the right team around you before you got back into doing the music thing. Tough. Like, how is it looking in that regard? Who are you working with?
As far as what? I mean, I have my day-to-day team. You have your management team, studio.
But musically, I think, you know, who do you work with in that regard? Do you have certain producers that you're fucking with, or do you have like a writer or somebody that sort of helps you out in that regard?
Yeah, I have people that help me and whatnot. Tito, Mother Goat, Jimmy, Wayne. Let's see, the list could go on.
Really?
But that's like my circle.
Okay. What kind of music like actually gets you excited to make music? Because I see you kind of all over the board in terms of different styles and everything. You got some sort of Bay Area type stuff going on with Too Short and them. I heard the Trippy Red song. Like, what, how do you view yourself as an artist, or what kind of music you want to be making?
I mean, I'm gonna make any like type of music that like fits me. I feel like I shouldn't be like put in a box, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At all. And I feel like a lot of people, like, they kind of put themselves in a box, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of weird for you because you're the type of person who I feel like you're mega famous. Everybody knows who you are, but then everybody's not really 100% sure what they're supposed to view you as.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
I mean, it is what it is.
You're just really not that concerned?
I'm living my life.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
but how is life these days besides just the music? Like, what's the day-to-day of Black China like, especially during COVID? I feel like that's got to probably slow stuff down for you a lot.
I mean, wake up, I have my kids, I have emails, I have Lash, I have Black China Closet, Studio Time, Glam, Season 2 of The Real Black China. The list goes on. It's just like finding like that balance, you know, and like I feel like I've been actually really good at it. You know what I mean?
Really? Do you think that Corona has kind of helped you out a little bit, just in the sense that you're not able to go out and do a lot of the stuff that you might have been doing normally, and you're able to sort of focus on your base reality with the music and all your businesses and everything?
No, I mean, like, my businesses and things like that has always been, like, my grounded space, you know, like, even before COVID, I was doing this before that.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, me staying in the house, like, this is not nothing new. Like, if anybody knows me, I stay in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that, why is that? Like, how did you get to that point? Have you always been kind of a reclusive person that doesn't want to be around people all the time?
No, I love to be around people, but I just like to stay focused and like grounded, you know what I mean? Like more stability and like balance. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's interesting. Do you look back at a different point in your life and see yourself, because like there's that period of time where you're like trying to make a name for yourself, and then I think you're at a different point in your life where, you know, you've made the name for yourself and you're just sort of trying to figure out what the businesses are that you're building on top of your celebrity, right?
No, the business is always first.
Mm.
I've always been like business first, business savvy, and then everything else like trickles underneath. And then, you know, it's like that once you build that and you have that foundation and you master one thing and then you go into the next thing. And then after that's done, you know, you could like tap into like what you actually passionate about versus like something being forced on you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like a building ladder and whatnot. And it's just like, and that's just what it is. So I feel like me having Lash Cosmetics and 88 Femme back in the day, and the hostings and the gigs and the TV shows and things like that, I was able to like, all right, sit back and like see like, okay, what do I actually really, 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 really want to focus on and like not be forced to do? You know what I mean? A lot of people, like, they built businesses or just relationships like off of hurt, you know what I mean? Not off of passion. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's not a good thing.
And you must have money making opportunities like all day, every day. And that's like, that's fine. Sometimes you do stuff just because the check is good. But then at the same time, I mean, there also is like the stuff that you would want to do regardless of money. Like, I assume that the music seems like something you're excited about that you would probably be doing regardless of if, you know, there was money attached to it.
Yeah, no, right. Exactly. Precisely.
Mm. Mm-hmm. When you look back at yourself before you had so much fame and attention on you and everything, do you ever feel like you were maybe potentially happier back then before you had so much pressure on you and so much, you know, it's like kind of hard to just go out and be, you know?
No, I still go out.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'm still happy before.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you don't let it change you that much? I feel like a lot of times people get to a certain level and they start to feel like the fame is kind of like a prison.
No, not at all.
Well, that's right. Good.
I mean, like, if you like been around and you've been hustling like your whole life and whatnot, it kind of like builds you up to like, you know what I'm saying, be like equipped for like the things that's going to come ahead of you. So it's like when things like fall into your lap or like you get hit with like curveballs and that and all that, you kind of just take it, you know what I'm saying, roll with the punches, you know what I mean? Like, this is not nothing new. Like, I've been doing this from a young age.
Right.
This is just not like, hey, woke up and hey.
Right.
Right.
But does it sometimes kind of feel like that? Because, you know, there's things that you go out of your way to create in your life, and then there are things that just sort of happen around you. Like, you know, I'm sure you don't really like, do you view yourself as a reality star? But that's certainly an opportunity that's right there waiting for you at any given time, right?
You're so funny. Hi.
Me specifically?
Yeah, you're funny, but yeah.
What's funny about me?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just funny.
Are you triggered by this bathroom situation?
Oh, yeah, I am.
It's kind of nasty,
it's
huh?
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's out of pocket. It's disgusting.
I see. I have all kinds of girls come in here, and I feel like I haven't
heard
that.
And they're disgusting probably, too.
Really? Yeah, some of them for sure.
Like, damn.
She doesn't use it? You don't use it?
It's disgusting. It's horrible.
She works here. She's saying she'd be here for 8 hours, and she won't use the bathroom? I'm not trying to make it about you, Laura.
Oh, no.
Damn. So that's is the bathroom a big thing for you when it comes to a guy?
Yeah, that's just, yeah, all that.
Right.
Major.
I feel like we've seen you linked to some guys that might not have the nicest bathrooms over the past few years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not even a bathroom at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could name a few of those.
What, like, in terms of your dating energy, what kind of guys do you feel like you're drawn towards these days?
What?
I mean, like, what kind of dudes do you end up dating, like, at this point in your life? Like, because, you know, we've kind of seen you do the SoundCloud rapper thing, and I mean, mm-hmm. that's been very interesting. Like, I feel like the fans of our podcast is probably one of the main things that they've been sort of intrigued by over the last few years is just what rappers you've been connected to.
Hmm.
Hmm. You don't like talking about that?
No, I'm just like, I'm come with it.
Right. Like, the Kid Boo thing really stood out to me as, like, kind of hard to wrap my head around.
Mm.
Like, what was the nature of that relationship?
Yo, you so funny to me.
Him or me?
You.
Why?
I mean, it's like, if something's in the past, right, you need to, like, leave it there.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Focus on, like, what's going on now. Stop, like, trying to, like, bring up anything from my past.
Yeah, but, you know, it's for the fans. Yeah. We're creating content. Yeah. I feel like they want to know about that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. Kid Boo is off the table. We're not talking about Kid Boo.
We can talk about whoever, but damn.
No, that one's kind of tired, too?
No, all of it is. Like, come with the next question.
Okay. Next one.
I got to be about who I'm dating and, like, who I'm, and, like, come on.
Okay. Let's talk about this. TJX6, are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
TJX6, he's a rapper.
No.
He came on this podcast and basically told us that, because he had a rap lyric where he actually said that he scammed you, and I asked him about it, and he basically said that he bought an Instagram shout out from you that was, I think he was scamming the people that used this connection that clicked on this link or whatever. So I was just wondering like what your thoughts were on that since he was,
I don't know the nigga.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think he was really
know when you say it like that. Shit, he getting on my fucking nerves.
Right. Does have you ever had that problem where you're selling an Instagram shout out and it just ends up being something where it's not on the up and then you end up getting judged for basically, you know, helping somebody scam?
What is he talking about? I'm lost.
I just see a lot of, okay, let's move to this. How much does it cost to get on the Black China Instagram?
I mean, it depends.
For me. Like, say I wanted on the feed. Just pure shout out. Follow this guy. He's a great guy. He's got a really dirty bathroom, but.
For you, free.
Free?
Mm-hmm,
I don't believe you at all. The way this interview's going, I don't believe that you're giving me a free shout out.
Just for you.
Really? Well, okay, well, what about a random
use
person?
Use the money to, like, go clean up this dirty-ass bathroom.
Oh, see, that would be a good shout out. Yeah, I could appreciate that. Follow him so he can get a better bathroom.
Yeah.
What about like Laura right there? What if she wanted just a little, maybe on the story? Like, I'm just trying to figure out how much this kind of shit costs. Okay. okay, what else do you have going on right now that like you really want to draw attention to? Aside from the music, I guess.
That's what we talk about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the music. I think we should just keep it there.
Okay. So do you have like a project that you're working on? Like, are you just focused on dropping music videos?
Yeah, I'm just going to continue to do like singles and whatnot and like continue to like, you know, be more passionate and more focused and like really just let people like just feel it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would you consider actually doing music with 6ix9ine? And you made a lot of noise by being in that video.
Yeah, I would make a song.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't come about while you were doing that video?
Mm-mm.
What was it like doing that video? What was the whole scenario like?
It was really cool. Everybody was really chill. And that was it.
Just out in the desert?
No, I wasn't in the desert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You hear you just overdosed on caffeine pills?
Mm-mm.
Kind of crazy, right? But the president also has coronavirus, so I feel like that kind of took the attention off of it pretty quickly. Okay, so in terms of you teaming up with, like, you know, Trippie Redd, like, where did that collaboration come from, or how do you choose the people that you're going to work with?
I mean, it isn't really, you don't really choose. It's like, all right, you know what I mean? If you already had like relationships with like different people just like throughout the years and whatnot. And it's always like that one thing, like, hey, like, I want you to listen to my music, like, just to kind of catch a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, ultimately, like, you kind of have in your mind, like, all right, maybe this song might sound good for this person. So, when I'm going through my stuff and whatnot, I'll, like, play, like, the songs that I already have and then, like, the song that I would like them to be on, like, very last. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's not a complication with you working with 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd. There's no like, because they hate each other. They want to kill each other.
I don't really get into other people's drama.
Right.
Yeah.
Neither of them brought it up?
No.
Interesting. If I were one of them, I'd be pissed.
Why?
Because I'd be trying to lay claim. Like, Black China fucks with me, not you.
That's weird.
No?
You're weird.
Okay, why was Jeffree Star all up in that one video? What's like the nature of you guys' friendship these days?
I mean, Jeffree Star is like, you know what I mean? Jeffree Star is like in the music, I'm sorry, he was in the music industry and whatnot. Did you know that?
Well, he had like a rock band back in the day, right?
Yeah, you know who signed him?
Akon.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. But yeah, no, I just felt like it just fit like what was going on. It's like the music with the beauty and like the beauty industry and all that like mixed in. So I was like, yeah, this might be kind of like really dope.
Yeah, I mean, he's like unbelievably successful with all that makeup shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took that shit to a pretty crazy level. Would you guys collaborate on that, or was that more of just like a video, like, I want you to pop up just for this look? Or would you do makeup together?
We got some stuff coming up.
Oh, really? I'm not that like tapped in on the makeup game, so I don't really know.
It's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so There was a story that went viral a while back about you potentially selling follow backs on Instagram. Is that still available?
Yeah, still available.
Really?
Mm-hmm. To this day.
Do you have any reservations about sort of selling that kind of stuff? People really get on your ass about the FaceTime call thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always, like, they talk so much shit, and then they follow up and do the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool.
Yeah, it's weird how people think that once you kind of get to a certain level that you should stop hustling. And really, the selling promo and stuff is just kind of another hustle at this point in time, right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Right.
Right.
Fuck them, right? That's kind of your attitude?
No, not fuck them, but it's just a hustle. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe like a follow back from Black China might help this person like build their brand and whatnot. You know what I mean?
But does that ever weird you out that you might be following the wrong person?
No, not really.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to ask about was, you laughing at me, Laura? I saw that. How's the OnlyFans grind going?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I tried to sign up last night. My card got rejected, so that was kind of an issue for me.
It happens.
Is there a lot of foot stuff on there, I heard?
I mean, it's a lot of things going on there right now.
Really?
You see, like, what's going on?
No, I don't. I couldn't get in. They wouldn't let me in. My card just kept getting rejected.
Just go to Twitter.
What? The same stuff's on Twitter that's on the OnlyFans?
I don't know. You might never know. You never know. Twitter is just unlimited with it.
Really?
Raggedy.
Repost the shit, or?
I mean, not of me. I'm just saying.
Are you open to OnlyFans collaborations or any, like, do you do anything with other people on there?
Nah.
I had Safari's OnlyFans. I feel like you guys could definitely do a dope collab.
You what?
Safari, he's killing it on OnyFans.
Right, he's married.
Right, but you know.
No, that's weird.
You
can don't play with me like
post
that.
Post up and just look cool together,
no,
right?
No, just don't disrespect it, like,
I don't know.
Marriage.
No. I don't think, I'm not suggesting anything that she would not be happy
like,
with.
Like, don't be disrespectful.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Have you spoken to Soulja Boy recently?
No, you?
No, actually. His old number doesn't work anymore. I've been really wondering what's going on with him.
Okay.
So you guys had like a thing about a year ago? Or would you ever consider doing music with him?
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, what?
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
The Soulja Boy question?
No, it's just like you keep like being weird.
But you know, this is what the people want to hear about, you know?
Nah, but it's just weird. I'm out.
Okay. Damn. Appreciate you, Black China. Yeah. Damn. Couldn't get the Soulja Boy question through.